Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is participants on the world stage. Each of my guests is discussing the impact that they've had on the world stage. My next guest burst out of her scream queen role by playing the mom in Steven Spielberg's 1982 classic film E.T. the Extraterrestrial. She has since gone on to act in numerous other films and TV roles. We'll discuss her latest role as author and spiritual archaeologist from her recent book, Bright Light. If you want to join in the conversation or if you want to speak to Dee Wallace, you can call us at 639-0008. Dee Wallace is an actress and a comedian. She's perhaps best known for her role in E.T., as I said, but before that, she also played key roles in popular cult films, The Hills Have Eyes, The Howling, and she appeared in The Stepford Wives and the movie 10. In total, Dee has appeared in more than 85 films. She was born Dina Bowers in Kansas City, Kansas. She attended Wyneta High School in Kansas City, Kansas, before going on to the University of Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, and she graduated with an education degree there. She briefly taught high school drama at Washington High School in Kansas City. She has a daughter by her late husband, Christopher Stone. Her husband died suddenly in 1985. Welcome to the show, Dee. How are you today?
I'm absolutely great on this beautiful, glorious Memorial Day.
Well, thank you for being our guest, particularly on the holiday. We're grateful to you for that. Now, I want to dive right into it because it's an interesting transition. You have, as I said at the outset, been on the world stage, and then you come along and now you're the author of this new book, Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. So you say that we're all born into a bright light, but many of us move away from it during our lifetime. How is your life reflected and the trust that you have placed in the universe?
You know, I think we're born as the bright light. We are the light. And bright light is basically about, you know, we've all been hurt, Phil. We've all been abandoned in some way, raped in some way, had people that we love betray us in some way. And mistakenly, we think then, oh, I have to pull my light back in. I have to protect myself. I have to shut down in order to be safe, secure, and keep creating. And it's actually the other way around. If we shut our light down, we literally shut off the light that we use to create ourselves with and therefore our lives with. And so I'm on this challenge with everybody to turn your light back up and be your authentic self and say what you think and feel what you feel and really love yourself enough to know that you're magnificent and beautiful in this world.
Well, and that's a noble thought, Dee, and it's one that everybody should heed. But like you said, because of various outside influences, we tend to withdraw into ourselves, to shut down, to try to be safe. To be living the purposeful life that you're talking about, to be this bright light, you have to really live your life with intention, and that's where your book starts off. So talk to me about living your life with intention. For example, did you know you always wanted to be an actress?
You know, I knew I always wanted to be creative. As long as I was doing something creative, I was happy. I started out as a dancer and wanted to be a ballet dancer. I didn't have the physical build for it, so I turned to the next thing that I knew, which was acting, which I had learned from watching my mother, quite frankly, be a wonderful community actress in Kansas City. But I think if we look higher, the highest intentions that we're all wanting for our life, no matter what we do, is to be joy and to be happiness and to be abundance. I mean, for all of us, for anybody to say, I don't care about money, I mean, I just don't think that's authentic. We like money. We want money. We feel good about money, but we've been taught that somehow money has this incredible power all its own, that it can create us into people that we don't want to be, and that's just not true. It's the intention that you hold for your life. And I think a lot of us get very confused that what we do in this world is who we are. And really who we are is taken into everything we do. who you are. If you create yourself first, then usually everything that you create from that follows. So if you're going to create yourself as someone who's in fear or someone who wants to use other people monetarily or someone who is in so much fear that they think they can't share what they have, then sure, money is going to amplify that for you in your life.
All right. Well, we're talking to Dee Wallace, author of the book Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. And Dee, it's interesting. You say create yourself first, which wasn't easy for you because your home life when you were growing up wasn't the most stable, wasn't the most pleasant. So tell us, how did you create yourself first? Or is that a lesson that you learned later in life and that you're imparting to us now?
Well, you know, I think we all know it early in life. And then again, it's taken away. It's a continual journey. Always, and I think it begins with choice. And again, you have to choose to know that you're responsible for the creation of your life. If you keep allowing yourself to blame everybody that's hurt you or not forgive people, then they pretty much own you, guys. And that keeps creating who you are instead of you going, you know what, I have a choice here. I have a choice. It's not an easy choice to forgive the people that have hurt me so much, but I'm choosing to do that because I know I'm forgiving them for me. I'm forgiving them so I can be free. I'm forgiving them so that I can choose to be happy and peaceful and balanced in my life. And once from reading the book, I dropped to my knees one day and said, I don't want to be pissed off anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be a victim. I want my light back. I want a way we can heal ourselves. And over the last 15 years since that night, amazing information has been given to me. I've become incredibly clairaudient. I do healing sessions with people all over the world. And if you had asked me if I would write a book about bringing the healing part of me and the acting part of me together 15 years ago, I would have gone, you're nuts. I don't know how to write. So, you know, you just have to, again, hold that intention of I'm magnificent. I'm joyful. I am worthy in this world or I wouldn't be here. Now, how do I own that light so that I can take it out into the world? Because really that's all we're here to do is to take our joy. To be our joy and take it out into the world. That's it.
Yeah, that's a strong message. We're talking to Dee Wallace. And Dee, in that answer, you talked about your clairaudience and how that is helping people. Talk to us in a little bit more detail about how you discovered that you had the gift and how you're impacting other people's lives with it.
Well, again, I asked. I mean, I never understood ask and you receive, but I really got it after that night. And I said, I want a way we can heal ourselves. And it's like a big zipper opened up. And, you know, I am a creative. I'm an actress. So I'm used to working with an open channel. And that's really important. But oftentimes, I didn't even understand the information I was being given. I would have to go look it up or call somebody or Google it. Or and so I knew I wasn't leading it. I knew it wasn't coming from a mental place where I was manipulating anything. And now it's just progressed to the point where I have this quite blessed and wonderful ability to extract energetic blocks in people's energy when they say, you know I want this, and if I know I want this, why can't I get this? And we're able to get right to it. It's quite amazing work. You know, I have two talk shows of my own on, and they're free call-in shows. And I invite your listeners just to go to my website, imdwallace.com, and click on some of them and listen to some of the archived things. They're quite miraculous how fast and accurate we get to exactly what the blocks are. And the beauty of it, Bill, is that it's always up for the collective consciousness. So anybody that's listening, whatever the people bring through on that call, it's yours too. Oh. And so we just shift together and really quickly and miraculously, I think, and it's incredibly exciting, and I feel really, really blessed to have been, well, by myself because I asked, and from the energy of all energy that gives back and lets me receive this information.
We're talking to Dee Wallace, author of the book Bright Light, and the website is iamdeewallace.com. That's D with two E's. Now, Dee, I found it interesting in reading your book that you had a tool that you use there, that you draw a distinction between Dee Wallace and Dee Bowers. Dee Wallace could be doing well in one area of her life, while Dee Bowers she's in a completely different place, and yet you're the same person. So why did you draw the distinction between the two, and what do the differences between the two Dees mean in your life?
You know, I think Deanna Bowers, which was my given name, represents authentically who I am. And Dee Wallace became a little bit of who the world wanted to see. Dee Wallace needed to say the right things when she was asked by press. Dee Wallace needed to represent herself in a certain way for her fans. And yet at the same time, Deanna Bowers was going, there's something more. There's something that's not truthful. That I've let go of, that I'm not honoring in myself. And part of that was, you know, that Deanna Bowers is a very family little girl, and her family means the world to her. And so it was very hard when Dee Wallace started getting very big and very far away from home and couldn't get back to her family so much. You know, Dee Wallace was feeling incredibly successful, but Deanna Bowers was feeling kind of lonely and away from her roots. And I learned to bring the two of those together. And when the two of them lived together, that was truly my authentic self. I call it the grace of power. I think so many of us are thirsty and hungry to get back to the grace of power that we are. We allow ourselves to take on so much of this fear that the world is in right now, instead of going, you know, I see what is happening. I'm not putting my head in the sand, and I am choosing to hold on to the belief, the knowingness, and the creation that I can be balanced in joy and love in this world. And when I am balanced in joy and love, then I affect others to hold that balance also.
Great. We're talking to Dee Wallace. And Dee, in your book, Bright Light, you state that your husband, Christopher Stone, really started you on your healing journey. How so?
He did. He introduced me to a philosophy called conceptology. And we used to go down once a week and take lessons and study. And it was really the beginning of, I mean, we were talking about The Secret and all that stuff long before it ever came out, on what I believe is a much deeper level. I think The Secret was very valuable in teaching kind of the general principles and getting us our language out so that we could all kind of communicate about these new ideas. But in essence, I think The Secret kind of led people to believe again and put their focus back on what was created outside of themselves, as opposed to the choice of the creation within that we have every moment. Whether you are in a concentration camp or whether you are in Japan and it's crisis right now, or whether you are homeless on the streets of Los Angeles, or whether you're an actress on a talk show, we all are in choice of choosing the higher road of love, the higher vibration of joy and happiness. And when we do that, our lives start to be created differently. You see, we're waiting for, like the world, the song says, we're waiting for the world to change. And the world doesn't change until we change within ourselves.
Ooh.
We are the creation of the world.
Wow. Profound thought. We're talking to Dee Wallace. Dee, why did you write Bright Light now, of all times?
Because it was time, and I was told that it was time, that all of us want to move back into the authenticity and the power of who we are, that we all want to create ourselves and the world joyfully and lovingly again. And we just want our life back. We want to know the magnificence of who we are. And, you know, people are going to love the book if they're not into any of this. I tell all my great stories of all the great directors that I've worked with and everything. But they're going to get a lot more from it than that.
Wow, that is great. We've been talking to Dee Wallace, author of the book Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. Dee, if people are intrigued, they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I would direct them to go to my website, where they'll find all my webisodes and my teachings and the radio shows and everything. I am DeeWallace.com. And you can order the book, Bright Light, on Barnes & Noble and Amazon right now. It's available.
Or you can get it at our own Bank of Books, independently owned bookstore here in Ventura. Two locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street, both in Ventura. Dee, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Oh, I hope so. Many blessings.
And to you. Take care.